This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you're singing. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, tax-deductible charity organisations and Rolling Stones, as we look at some indie and alt rock Bob Dylan covers.
Could steal.
Welcome to episode 171 of A Sonic Youth. Premiering in New Zealand this week is the new and highly anticipated Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. It's been playing in the US for a couple of weeks now, and a number of my favourite musicians have been impressed by the film. That pushed me to play some Dylan covers this week, in respect to who's probably the biggest alt-rock influence there's ever been. Opening the show was who else but Drive-By Truckers, covering what at one time or another has been named the greatest song of all time, like a Rolling Stone. Drive-By Truckers co-frontman Patterson Hood expressed his reservations about the new Dylan movie, but said he loved it and would totally see it again. The Truckers' rollicking cover of Like a Rolling Stone is from the Oddities and Rarities album The Fine Print, with that song being recorded during what I think was the golden age of the band, the mid-2000s, when Jason Isbell and Shona Tucker were all in the band. I love how they, along with Hood and Mike Cooley, all get a piece of vocals. It's a great cover. Next up is what I still would say is my favourite Dylan cover, of my favourite Dylan song too. It's Stephen Malkmus' version of Ballad of a Thin Man. That's from the soundtrack to the more experimental Bob Dylan film I'm Not There, released in 2007. That soundtrack is amazing, featuring a collection of top indie artists and bands. Ballad of a Thin Man is attributed to Malkmus and the Million Dollar Bashers. The Million Dollar Bashers is a supergroup formed for the soundtrack, and features Sonic Youth members Lee Ronaldo and Steve Shelley, Wilco guitarist Nels Klein, television guitarist Tom Verlaine, Dylan bassist Tony Garnier, guitarist Smokey Hormel, and keyboardist John Medeski. So no wonder their take on one of Dylan's greatest songs is so good.
Into the room with your pencil in your hand, you see somebody naked, you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. But there's something happening here, and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head, you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says, it is his. And you say, what's mine? And someone else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? Yes, cause something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? And you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak. And he says, well, how does it feel, my friend, to be such a freak? You say, impossible, as he hands you a book. And you're positive that something's happening here, but you don't know. You have so many contacts out there among the lumberjacks to get you the facts, and someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect. Anyway, they always expect you to just give a check. Tax-deductible charity organizations. Well, you've been with the professors, and they all like your looks. And with grey lawyers you have. Discuss lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, yeah, it's well known. Because something is still happening here. You don't know what it is. Sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself, and then he clicks his high heels. Without further notice, he tells you how it feels, and he says, "Here's your mouth back. Thanks for the loan." And you know something's happening here. You don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? Now you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, "For what reason?" And he says, "How?" And you say, "Good God, what's happening?" And he screams back, "You're a cow. Give me some milk or go home." Yes, and now you're positive something's happening, and you wish you knew what it was. Don't you, Mr. Jones? Walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. To put your eyes in your pocket, nose in the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming round. You should be made to wear some earphones. 'Cause something is happening here. Don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Stephen Malkmus and the Million Dollar Bashers with Ballad of a Thin Man. Another of the great songs from the I'm Not Here soundtrack comes from My Morning Jacket frontman Jim James and Arizonian Americana legends Calexico. They take on the track Going to Acapulco, one of the first tracks Dylan recorded with the band in 1967, and eventually released on the iconic Basement tapes in 1975. This cover is just so gentle and pleasant, and Jim James' voice is perfect on it.
Going to Acapulco.
That was Jim James, backed by Calexico, with Going to Acapulco. There's one more track to play from I'm Not There, coming from another of my favourite bands, The Hold Steady. Hold Steady frontman Craig Finn also has an excellent solo cover of Sweetheart Like You, which I've played on a past show. The full band Hold Steady provides an energetic take of Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window, which puts a signature Hold Steady sound on the track. Like his Bobness, Finn also has a distinct vocal style that, along with a guitar sound, use of horns, and the lovely organ sound coming through from the back of the mix, make a brilliant cover.
Babe, come crawl out your window. Use your hands and your legs, it won't ruin you. Now can you say that he will haunt you? You can go back to him anytime you want to. He looks so truthful, is this how he feels? I'm trying to peel the moon and expose it. With his business like anger and his bloodhounds to kneel. Yeah, if he needs the third eye, he just grows it. He just needs you to talk. Put a hand of his chalk or pick it up after he throws it. Babe, please crawl out your window. Use your hands and your legs, it won't ruin you. Now how you gonna say that he will haunt you when you can go back to him anytime you want to? All your face is so changed as you sit on the box that you keep him in. While his genocide fools and his friends rearranged, religion of the rough town women, the backs of the views. And your face is so bruised. Come on out, the dark is just beginning. Babe, please come out your window. Use your hands and your legs, it won't ruin you. How can you say that he will haunt you? You can go back to him anytime you want to. My friend, if you won't come out your window, you've got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. If you won't come out your window, you've got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. If you won't come out your window, you got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. If you won't come out your window, come on, please come out your window. You got a lot of nerve. Yeah, you got a lot of nerve. Say you are my friend if you won't come out your window. Come on, please come out your window. Ah, oh, please come out your window.
That was The Hold Steady with Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window, one of the several great Bob Dylan covers from the I'm Not There film soundtrack. I should be able to squeeze in a little taste of the final Dylan cover this week. Neil Young is certainly a Dylan contemporary, and the two legends seem to have plenty of respect for each other, shown in Neil's passionate cover of All Along the Watchtower. The Jimi Hendrix version of the song is the most famous, and is probably the best Dylan cover. It changed the way Bob himself played the song. But this Neil Young version has to be second place among All Along the Watchtower covers. Neil and Crazy Horse make it sound like a Neil Young song, a brother to Like a Hurricane or Cowgirl in the Sand, with that guitar sound only they can seem to get. The live cover is from the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration, hosted in Madison Square Garden in 1992. Here's All Along the Watchtower. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.